I can't believe it. Time flies when you're having fun. In this case, it went with the speed of light. On November the 1st, it'll be 2 years since entrepreneur Sean Drake and I co-founded Billionaire Tomorrow to fight the cause for investment in entrepreneurs across Africa. We believe that they are the future for prosperity in what's going to be the youngest, most vibrant continent on the planet. It was a daunting task trying to capture the dreams and aspirations of scores of entrepreneurs from Accra and Lagos to Lusaka and Johannesburg. Those engrossing tales of struggle and endeavour, risk and glory. If you want to learn a score of key lessons in making money for yourself, simply read our columns in Billionaire Tomorrow. It is difficult launching a new voice in the tough and saturated market that is media today. It is hard to get noticed in the heaving mass of media and so-called media outfits. It is tempting for journalists such as I, with more than 40 years of hard work under the belt, to take the comfortable route. Billionaire Tomorrow has never, ever been easy nor comfortable, but I can never resist the challenge. It was the same when I was the founding editor of Forbes Africa more than a decade ago. Even though in that case I enjoyed a head start, as Forbes was a brand name and had been around for nearly a century, yet it was a slog to establish it in the hearts and minds of Africa. My approach to making the name of Billionaire Tomorrow has been solid, sober and ethical journalism, with great care taken over accuracy. If you think a publication holds these values close to its heart, it's only a matter of time before the readers follow you. Certainly, a validation is the long list of headline movers, shakers, millionaires and billionaires who've taken us seriously enough to bear their soul before my questions. Billionaires Mo Dewji of Tanzania, Adrian Gore, the Health King of South Africa, Fred Robertson, South Africa's people's investor, Sudhir Ruparelia, the billionaire of Kampala. Then there were the new wave of tech entrepreneurs making a fortune. Sangu Dele, investor extraordinaire of Ghana, fintech founder Ian Abuyeje, crypto king Vinnie Lingham, and US investor in Africa, Jeremy Johnson, all lent our followers a vital masterclass in how to make money. Through it all, Billionaire Tomorrow is a publication that is heading for greater heights. All could have come to nothing without the drive, zeal and stubbornness of Mr. Bishop and Mr. Drake. If you can imagine two people pulling a rope in the same direction and laughing their heads off along the way, you have an idea of the tremendous drivers of Billionaire Tomorrow.